Jeff Blankman joined here today by Eric McCullough, of course, the head football coach for the ESAC Raiders as they head on the road down to Underwood on Friday night. And, coach, schedule doesn't get a whole lot easier for you guys. I've looked at that schedule you guys have played so far, and it's not been an easy schedule. Pocahontas, one loss away, BCIG ranked number one. Underwood coming in this week, ranked number four, number five, depending on what poll you look at. So you guys have not had an easy schedule to start things out.
No, we haven't, and you throw the other ones, Sioux Central, I think, they have one or two losses. So it's just, it is rough. And when you're trying to get just some inexperienced kids and, we're getting through the season now and they're learning their bumps and stuff and taking our lumps and trying to get through it, it can be kind of tough. And we're just, still trying to look at the positive stuff. I mean, I've told them that we're still improving every week. And it's real hard to kind of look at that sometimes when you get stuck on that win-loss thing, but especially this year, where the schedule's set out and everybody still gets a chance to play off, so you just want to get better every week and be playing your best ball by the time you get to the end of the year. You don't want to start out and then kind of, tinker off at the end. So we just try and stay on top of that and making sure we're taking care of the small things within our team and making those adjustments and just continue to get better.
Where do you feel like you have gotten better?
I just think everywhere. I think we're starting to feel a little more comfortable. Our defense is still playing, very well. We're making up for a little bit of lack of team speed we have, but overall, the kids are playing physical up front. I've been real happy with my offensive defensive line that they've really taken the steps forward that we've asked from week one to now, and understanding our schemes and what we want to do. And our pass game is starting to come along too. So I think every little part of our program is starting to get take those steps in the right direction. Our special teams is playing better. We got quite a few young guys kind of helping out there just with our depth and stuff. So it's been a big learning curve for a lot of them.
Coach, averaging about 4.2 yards per carry in the run game right now, which is not bad. That gets you a first down every three plays. So Underwood's probably noticing that too. What do you expect them to do defensively to try to slow down the run game that is really starting to develop for you guys?
That's what you've seen them on film against Traynor, and they really kind of took that away from Traynor there. And we just got to make sure that we can kind of get our pass game going a little bit and try to attack the flank a little bit more. We've had a lot of our success between the tackles, which we usually do. We do a good job of that up front. But they're going to be sitting in kind of a 3-5 look, which is different. The last couple of years we played them, they've always kind of been a 4-3 type team. And now last week we saw them kind of in a 3-5, so they really want to kind of stack that box and kind of try and blitz. So we got to try and take advantage and get outside a little bit on them and make them kind of adjust and kind of get out of there. They're putting 7-8 guys in the box there. So that's the things we worked on this week and trying, just get them stretched out a little bit so that we can come back and kind of use all parts of our offense.
Do you feel like the guys got a good grasp of what you're trying to do this week?
Yeah, we're starting to understand how we want to block that and, seeing a different kind of defense every week, there's just some adjustments you have to make and those lumps you kind of take and you have to learn from those as we go and watch and film and understand what we're trying to do in practice to put ourselves in those situations and try and be successful at it.
Coach, when they have the football, they're going to be somewhat balanced, but certainly not afraid to throw the ball. The Ravelin kids had a pretty nice year so far for them at quarterback. He's got some weapons, but they have some weapons in the run game too. What concerns you more, their run game or their ability to throw it?
I think their run game. I mean, he does throw a nice ball. He's a young quarterback. He's made a few mistakes. I think he's got 4 interceptions and 3 touchdowns or something like that. I'm not for sure on the exact stats, but their run game, and they're big up front. They do a nice job of their blocking techniques and the schemes and how they want to attack a defense. And that little running back of theirs, he runs hard, and that's the things we've talked about this week. He's shifty side to side, so we got to make sure that we're tackling through the hips, not just kind of diving at the feet. And those are things we've worked on the defensive side this week is to get better in that regard. And we got a good look at that last week against DeGene. I mean, that's what he was good at. A lot of times we over-pursued. We just kind of got ourselves out of position. We kind of learned that we got to learn to kind of gather ourselves a little bit and know that we're going to give up some yards. We just don't want to give up the big play. And then those are things we need to tighten up and just kind of focus on a little bit this week.
Where do you feel like the defense has improved, and where do you feel like maybe you have an edge against Underwood?
I think, again, our guys up front, our D-backs, we got a couple that are real solid, and they can run with guys, and that brings some comfort to us as far as them trying to stretch that out a little bit. We still got a few linebackers still kind of learning their roles a little bit and how things need to kind of develop as far as what we want to do on the defensive side of the ball. But we're taking those steps forward and understanding why we want to do these things this way or that way. And be able to rotate quite a few guys up front is keeps our legs fresh a little bit and kind of gives us a couple different looks between a kind of a heavy set and a light set up front. So using all those guys that we can, I think, is a benefit for us.
And, Coach, defensively, I want to bring up a couple of guys, brothers, Caleb and Camden Velhauer, your two leading tacklers. What have you seen from them guys this year?
Those guys are just flat-out team players. They've done the things that, you know, that we've asked in the offseason and developed the way we needed them to, and they just want to play football and help their team. And I think that's one of the biggest things is they're not looking at the stats, and, you know, and we can't, you know, it can be tough sometimes, I think, when you look at tackle stats on Varsity Bound and all those, because you don't know who's taking them and kind of how they count a tackle and stuff. But, I've just decided a couple years ago, took the chance and put my wife on the sideline and gave her the tackle chart. So we can be as accurate as we can within our team and know that those are going to be, you know, be as accurate as we can. And it's true, honest, that those two have just really worked really hard. Their motors just never stop. And Caleb's really, really developed in our kind of what we call our Falcon, our free safety type look, and what his responsibilities are in that defense is not just to sit back and look for coverage, is you got to come up and fill. And he's really, you can see it's really clicked, and he's making plays at the line of scrimmage as a free safety. So that's encouraging to see. And his brother Camden, I mean, being a sophomore, he's physically put himself in that situation to be a good player as a sophomore. And then, like I said, his motor just never stops, and he keeps getting better every week, learning those little things.
Well, Coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you. Wish you the best of luck with Under This Wood this week, and I know the guy's looking forward to catching up with you with the new A4 Scoreboard Show.
You bet. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Eric McCullough, again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they take on Underwood on Friday night.